And he said to his wife, this is 35, 40 years ago, he said, I met a man in China and went home to my wife. And I said, you know, I just met the next president of China many years forward, but I just met a future president of China. And I said, who was that? It was President Xi, who's now the president of China. And I said, you gotta be kidding. He said, nope, I could tell right from the beginning. He was different, and he was, I'm not happy with what's going on, just, but he said, I just met the next president. And then I remembered that story, and then I ran, and he was so incredible to me in Iowa, and he wanted us to win, and his son was very much in charge of what we were doing, and it worked out great, and we won by a lot, and then we won the whole thing. And I said, you know, we have to pick somebody really smart for China. And I said, you know, the governor of Iowa came to me and told me that story. And I called him. I said, how would you like to be ambassador to China? And he said, sir, I've been doing this for 24 years. It would be an honor. And I have to tell you this. He represented us great with China.
That's the president of the United States in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa is what? Sanford, Florida on Monday. Johnstown, Pennsylvania last night. And tonight he is in Des Moines, Iowa. This guy, and by the way, he is going to be in Nevada beginning on Sunday in Elko, and then supposedly in Las Vegas. We'll find out what the latest on that is, because Michael McDonald will join us coming up next, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll do all that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 5:31 right now as we check out the traffic cams, and we do see some congestion there on Interstate 15 north at Desert End, southbound at Owens. Do expect those delays on the 15 between Cheyenne and Craig to be there for a while. They're doing some bridge work, and that will continue well into 2021. Beltway backups continue, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 east at Green Valley, and there's some slow merging traffic there on the exit ramp. So approach with caution there in the right lane on the 215 east. Road work on Jones, that's between Smoke Ranch and Upland, and you'll tap the brakes at the Bowl, 515 East at Main.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The CJ Cup gets going at Shadow Creek tomorrow. However, one player who will not be participating is number one ranked Dustin Johnson. He has withdrawn from the event as a result of testing positive for the coronavirus. He was recently experiencing symptoms. He had gotten a negative on a test on Sunday, but then started feeling bad. And when he tested again, it came back positive. The Raiders, they are going into a bye week. They are set to get back at it on October 25th when they are going to face off against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart Battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart Batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
New Mail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Send a great tasting gift to friends, family, or business contacts. Order your Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Do it right now. Go to sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. We'll have some Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn at our big debate watch party coming up a week from tomorrow at Rhythm Kitchen. So excited. Our next guest travels the state and ends up in some interesting places, but none more interesting than what he has been doing today. Ranchers for Trump, a live cattle auction and rally with special guest Don Trump Jr. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, going at it today, 20 days away from a presidential election. And Michael, first of all, thanks for joining us. When I first heard about this, I said, man, this is wild. And then when I heard that Don Jr. said, I want to be a part of this, so he flies in. What happened today?
Well, you know, they had a great event up north. That Don Jr., he's a national sportsman. He loves the outdoors. You know, he's a guy who's a very accomplished businessman. He's great in politics. We want to see him on a ballot someday soon. But more importantly, he loves rural Nevada, and he loves being out with the people. When you get him off the stage and he's out in the mix in the crowd, the man is like a magnet. But he loves being out in the we had the cow auction today. We want to make sure we had everybody involved in that. It was an unofficial event that was just done. They had a bunch of people got together. Robert Eitelman and Adam Laxalt. And put that together. It was a really, really great event for him. So I thought it was surprising how it came together. And then now we're down here in Las Vegas. We're doing one at Civil Works tonight. Great crowd. Actually, we got like 200 people that can't get in right now.
Oh, no. Well, hey, you'll find a way to get them in. I just about know it.
I'll do my best.
Everybody's asking about what's going to happen on Sunday. We know the president's going to Elko. What kind of event are they going to have there? And what about a Las Vegas appearance? What do we know about it so far?
Well, I can tell you, he definitely wants to do something here in Las Vegas. And I was talking to the president the other day. He wants, when we did that thing in Mendon, that was the largest crowd we've ever had for a peaceful protest in the state of Nevada. So, I mean, we were turning people away. That easily was a 50,000 people event. It was absolutely incredible. He wants to see the same thing down here in Las Vegas. And, just the energy. I don't know what they gave him, but I can tell you, he is so laser focused right now, Kevin. I've never seen like this. His energy is off the chart. And, I've been with this guy for 5 years. Unbelievable. I mean, he's like a kid. I mean, he was awesome before. Now he's like super. But, the energy he's got, he wants to be in Las Vegas. He wants to do something for people in Southern Nevada. Right now we're looking for a great venue to put it. We're working with the campaign team to find out what would be exactly right. And definitely something we want to bring him here to Las Vegas.
Now, is there any restriction from the governor? I'm sure he's not crazy about you having an event in Nevada, or especially in Southern Nevada.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. We had protests, which turned away. We have anybody on the ride. The other day we had the vice president here. We stay within the guidelines. You know, it's a difficult situation. Tonight we're within the guidelines. So it's a great situation where so many people want to come out and see the first family, so many people want to come out and see the president. So, you know, if I'm going to have a peaceful protest, you know, Kevin, it's one of those things. I can't help who shows up to my peaceful protest, and I'm pretty sure I got a good friend that might just show up.
Wow. Okay, so we don't know yet about the venue for the peaceful protest on Sunday here in Southern Nevada, but is it safe to say that there will be somewhere? There will be a peaceful protest?
Yep. And you'll know before anybody else. You know, your listeners have been fantastic for us, the way things have been going. It's, you know, I can't thank you enough for everybody turning out. They're doing walks. They're out making sure everything, all the signs are hung, the repairing signs are being torn down. You have some of the greatest listeners I've ever had the privilege to interact with.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be fabulous. There's new polling numbers from the RJ. What can you share with us, and does it comport with what you've been seeing with internal polling with the campaign?
Well, we looked at it before. Like, you know, you and I spoke about it, I think, last week when we discussed where we thought the polls were. You know, everybody says, you know, he's losing by 10 points, losing by 14 points. I said, guys, it ain't happening. I'm telling you right now. You can't look at the energy we have right now, and so many people are showing up to events, and so many people are involved. You just don't see it like that and think we're losing by that much. We have independents. We have libertarians. We have walkaways that have all shown that they want to be involved in this campaign, and they're out there volunteering. They're out there hanging signs, and when you see that type of energy, that's how I gear my polls. So, you know, for me, it's blood in the water, and all this means is I get, instead of working 14-hour days, I'm working 18-hour days, because when you get down to that, now it's everything's in it, because we're that close. Everybody can't get lazy. You got to grab everybody you can, get out to vote, grab your neighbors, grab the store clerk, grab the person that cuts your yard. Anybody you interact with, make sure you get them out to vote. You can drag them, get them registered, get them out to vote.
Michael, do me a favor as you get closer to Sunday. If you will let us know, we will pass the word, and then I'll see you a week from tomorrow at Rhythm Kitchen.
Yeah, that was a great event. I mean, you know what? How many years have we been doing that? You know what?
We were doing it in 2016, 2015. We were doing it. We were having fun.
It has been phenomenal. I can tell you what. Like I said, I love your listeners, your energy, and you know, I can't wait to do it again with you again, man. We're gonna bring it home. We're gonna reelect the president and turn Nevada red.
I love it, Michael McDonald. Hey, get to your event. Thank you so much. Give Don Jr. my very best, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with him sometime before Election Day. Thank you so much, my friend.
I appreciate you, man. God bless you. God bless you, listeners, man. Thank you.
There you go. That's Michael McDonald joining us live. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to Des Moines, Iowa, and the President of the United States. This is live on Live and Local.
Fair estate tax or death tax on small businesses and farms. So now if you love your child and you're a farmer and you think he's doing a great job or she's doing a great job, and she wants to keep the farm or he wants to keep the farm, there is no more estate tax where they have to go out and borrow a fortune to pay the tax. Is there anybody here who has a child to which they do not want to leave the farm because they don't like their child? Because raise your hand, please. Does anybody have the courage? Yeah, there's one person over there. He says he's only kidding. No, but it's a big thing. I mean, look, it's a big thing. A lot of farms were put out of business. The parents, they pass away. They leave the farm to the son, the daughter, to the family, and the family has to go out and borrow a fortune, and then they have a little bad season, a couple of bad seasons, and they end up losing everything. We don't have that anymore. We cut the estate tax. It's out, gone. These are things a lot of people don't even know. We got that. Along with the tax cuts, we got that. Biden wants to repeal our tax cuts and massively raise taxes on your family farms. And what we did was hit the, you know this, I mean, you know exactly. We hit it so quickly. We hit so hard. We hit so strong on this whole tax situation because the farmers were being treated unfairly, so unfairly with respect to taxes. I quickly issued a major disaster declaration, and I will be with you every step of the way. And I think Kim will say this, your governor, when you had floods all over the place. You were like a large-scale swimming pool. I hate to say it, Iowa. I looked at the pictures that your governor sent. I said, Kim, I never knew that this was oceanfront property. And we took care of you, right? We gave you everything you needed, and we got rid of all of the... We rebuilt the dams and the dikes, right?
That's the president in Des Moines, Iowa. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what let's do. Let's take you back to Des Moines, Iowa. The president closing out his speech. He's been on the stage for about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes. Let's go back to the president of the United States.
The first time in a long time early, I get home, I turn on the television. They talked about your floods in Iowa. They talked about how's Iowa doing the crops? How's this happening? How are they doing in Florida? How the three, four stories, one after another. Where's my Nobel Peace Prize they don't talk about? I said, you know, darling, this news is a little tough. It's a little tough to crack. When Obama got his Nobel Prize, it was so early. He didn't even do anything. He still doesn't know what he got it for. They said, why did you get it? He said, I have no idea. And it was the biggest story. It was all over the place. With me, I got three, and they got three nominations nobody talks about. So at least I figured I might as well mention it, right? Kim, I should mention it, right, Kim? Kevin, right, Kevin? Kevin, stand up, please, Kevin. There's the guy. They went on a hunting trip. My son, Don, he loves hunting, and he went, Kevin, Don, and about 300 of the governors, your previous, Terry, your previous governor's friends, and they all went hunting, and it was like 25 degrees below zero. The only two guys that stood out there the whole time were Kevin and Don Trump Jr. And they came back. Everyone else was back in about 15 minutes, Terry, right? They were all back, and they wanted to go back into the lodge, the hell with this. And after a weekend, my son comes back, and Kevin comes back, and you two guys didn't even know what they were talking about. You didn't know what the problem was, right? People don't know that about Don, and they don't know that about... But Kevin is fantastic. Thank you, Kevin, for being here. Appreciate it. He's a real guy. So I'm ending the old wars, and Biden will lead us into new wars, and we did more in 47 months than Biden did in 47 years, and that's a fact. And if you look at the Democrats, they're pushing the most far-left agenda ever put forward by a presidential nominee. Their plan would destroy your Social Security, destroy protections for pre-existing conditions. Biden vowed to terminate our travel bans on jihadist regions. You know, I got the travel ban. Everyone said, oh, that's not nice. I said, really? It's not nice to come up and blow up cities either, is it? We won in the United States Supreme Court, and he wants to end it. And surge refugee admissions by 700%, meaning 700%, opening the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorism. No thank you. No thank you, Sleepy Joe. He'll ban school choice, and he'll ban charter schools, very important places, and it all starts. You know, civil rights all starts with the education, and we need school choice. In a second term, I will provide school choice to every parent in America. We've already started.
That's the President of the United States in Des Moines, Iowa. And should be just about wrapping up this speech, but he's gone almost 90 minutes. It's incredible. This president is, he says he's better than he's been for 20 years. And I'll tell you, I'd love to have seen him at 20. You know, 20 years ago. But he was great before the coronavirus, but he's even better afterwards. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll wrap it up, and we'll get you set for Thursday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million-dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to give a shout-out to Andrew Paul, our vice president and general manager of Battleborne Radio, the people that produce this program every day. This was an all-star lineup today. This is one that I don't know that he will ever be able to duplicate. We had Chuck Muth, Kayleigh McEnany, White House Press Secretary, Wiz Ruzard from Americans for Prosperity, Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance, Judge Bill Kephart, Michael McDonald. Oh, and by the way, we had the President of the United States from Des Moines, Iowa. It was an incredible, incredible day. The president now has been out, and by the way, he's still speaking. So he was speaking at, 4:30, and he's been on the stage for just about an hour and a half. If there's any repercussion, if there's any medical problems involving the president, it's not evident to me. The White House physician may think differently. But the president is still going at it. And by the way, he's going to be on the road again in the next couple of days. And he's going to be in Las Vegas on Sunday. We don't know where. We tried to squeeze that out of Michael McDonald. Couldn't get it out of him. Mainly because I don't think the deal is done yet. They're looking in Clark County. They're looking outside of Clark County. But the president is coming to Nevada. We are on their plate. And the one thing I did not get to ask Michael McDonald was the poll numbers. I mean, the RJ poll looks really good for the president. He has got all the big mo ahead of him. That's going to do it today. Want to thank you for joining us. Want to thank gentleman Jim Dallas and our entire crew. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions.